Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back to Square After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, it's times like these when we need perspective. We need the wisdom of people who've been through a few things like we're dealing with right now, similar challenges, emergencies, disruptions, attacks, whatever it might be. And somebody that I think of when I think about who that would be is Bob McTeer, the legendary Bob McTeer, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the decision-making body of the Fed, of the Federal Reserve, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. He also, after that, became the chancellor of the Texas A&M University system. And he's been to town. This is not his first goat roping. And he and I've worked together through a lot of these things that have happened in the last 21 years. And I've asked Bob to join us again and to give us some of his perspective on how things are going. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Bob. I know you're retired now, but I know you keep up with things a little bit. But mostly what I want to do right now is I want to remind you of some things that you and I've actually talked about over 20 years ago. And since then, I remember the monetary crisis of 90, I guess it was 98 Thailand that caused the problem. The Fed had to react to that. Then there was Y2K. The Fed put $50 billion into the economy almost overnight at the end of Y2K. Then the stock market crashed in 2000. And then there was the tax of 9/11. And then the 2008 crisis. I mean, we've seen a lot of stuff for the last 20-something years, haven't we?
I'd forgotten about a lot of that. Yes, we have.
But the Fed was involved in those things. You were part of those decisions they were making back in those days, and they're doing it again now. Can you reflect on about what was going on back in those days and how the Fed dealt with it?
Well, one general thing I might say for your audience is that the Fed usually gets involved to prevent financial markets from getting frozen or seized up, as Alan Greenspan used to say. The reason that happens is that people that owe money are afraid to pay before somebody who owes them money pays first.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's waiting on everybody else before they turn loose of their precious cash.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the Fed usually tries to do during these circumstances is to intervene in that process and reassure those that need to make payments that they can go ahead and make them, and if they don't get their cash, they can get it from the Fed. They can borrow it. And the Fed generally tries to make it easy and cheap to do that. And then in this case, it has lowered interest rates very rapidly to almost zero. It took a lot longer than that in previous crises to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They've embarked on a quantitative easing program, which just means that they buy a lot of stuff, a lot of financial assets, in order to pump money into these various markets.
And that's how the money gets there, right? They buy assets, and the money from the Fed that the Fed basically creates, that money gets into the economy, right? And it gets into the liquidity.
Right. When other institutions lend money, the money they lend to you means they got less to lend to somebody else.
Right.
But the Fed basically creates money when it lends. Mm-hmm. And so theoretically it's unlimited.
Right.
How much they have.
And so one of the ways I think of the Fed, as you've taught us over the years, Bob, is elasticity. The Fed adds it contributes elasticity to the economy. As things tighten, it causes it to stretch out a little bit. When things stretch out too much, the Fed takes action to tighten things up a little bit. They're the elastic in the system, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe the flywheel is another analogy.
Yeah, or as Mr. Miller said, the curmudgeon who takes the punch away from the punch from the party when it's time. So, when you think back on the things I mentioned a minute ago, Y2K, I remember that was the first big one that I was reporting on in '99, and the attack of 9/11 and the crash of 2000. When you think back on those things, do any of those things compare to what you think the Fed is dealing with right now?
Not really. Remember that Alan Greenspan was chairman the entire time I was on the FOMC, which
right.
was almost 14 years. And when these crises came along, you know, we didn't have a toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
To deal with it, and we had to invent things as we went along. Mostly that took place during the financial crisis of 08 and 09,
mm-hmm.
when it took a few months for the Fed to do everything that it did. This time around, the Fed had the benefit of what was created back then and acted much more rapidly to implement just about everything that we now refer to as the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
And so the inventions were back then under Bernanke, but they still were on the shelf.
So this is a new playbook that's really happened in the last 21 or 2 years, isn't it? I mean, the
yes.
responses, these are new things that have happened, haven't they? Go ahead.
Can I be just really personal for a minute?
Yep, go ahead. You got 1 minute.
In college, in my money and banking class, my professor, who was my mentor and a great American, would talk about the Fed, the Federal Reserve Act, and he mentioned this section of the Federal Reserve Act, 13.3,
mm-hmm.
which he said would enable the Fed under exigent circumstances. That's probably the first time I ever heard that word. Under exigent circumstances, could actually lend to other than banks.
And that's what I want to,
Bob,
after the break, I want you to come back and I want to get back into that, folks. This is Section 13. You've heard me mention because Bob taught it to me. And the legendary Bob McTeer will be right back with us after the break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.